Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, here we go then. 15 for you. Andy, lovely. Would you care to kick us off?
Yes, and we start with breakfast and with the new Elvis movie coming out. There was a lot of talk of the King on the show. Even the listeners were asked to pay tribute.
If you can think you can do better, a better Elvis Presley impression than Ali, we want to hear from you. Because Carlton, the Manchester United fan, he wants a wee go. Carlton, don't be nervous. Have a go, Carlton.
See you,
come
you,
on.
Hello.
Not massively like Elvis,
didn't
is
really
it?
Sound like did he, that one.
It's a bit more Lionel Richie than Elvis, wasn't it, really? Hello. Whole lot of shaking going on. Nothing but a hound dog. Yeah. Ideally, Cotton, do the voice, mate. That's what we... Not just the lyrics. And it was lovely to hear our old mate Rupert Bell, who joined us earlier, give his own personal reminiscences about Elvis.
Rupert Bell joins us now for more on Rory McIlroy. Rupert, good morning.
How are you, Rupert?
Good morning. I can't sing, but I remember being in a cattle truck heading down from Scotland when I heard the news that Elvis died.
Yeah,
on the M6.
I thought it was on the toilet, Rupert.
I think you're right. I don't remember it being on the
maybe
M6.
It was a toilet on the M6.
Service station.
Maybe it was, yeah, maybe it was, you know, one of those, in the, yeah, Starbucks or something. I don't know. That's what he would have wanted.
Of course.
Anyway, next, Andy.
Yes, staying with Rupert, we know he's Talk Radio's royal correspondent, but we felt he was a touch indiscreet on our show last week.
Yes, Rupert, I mean, that was always a favourite of yours. What's the Queen wearing, wasn't it?
Yes, but I knew she wasn't going to be wearing anything yesterday.
Come on, Rupert. I know you're well connected, but there's certain things you shouldn't be saying. Anyway, let's get a tennis update now with Ben Fletcher.
And Cameron Norrie has bowed out of Eastbourne at the quarterfinal stage. The British men's number one was beaten by world number 60 Maxime Cressy in straight sets. Meanwhile, British men's number one Cameron Norrie has bowed out of Eastbourne at the quarterfinal stage, beaten in straight sets by Maxime Cressy.
He liked that result.
Yes, but
he?
How did Cameron Norrie get on? That's what I want to know.
And what about Max Cressy? Why is he never going to mention?
Andy Goldsmith.
Ben Cressy, I think he's that's the family name. Anyway, yes.
It's Andy Goldstein now with Drive's On This Day feature.
On this day, yeah.
When we come back, we're looking forward to this. When we come back, it's, how many years? 36 years right. Since Maradona cheated. And 41 years since Maradona said you cannot be serious.
He got there before John McEnroe, clearly. He nicked his catchphrase. I think it was in Spanish, that's why. Probably. You can see how that happened, of course.
Yes, absolutely.
This is Fisherman's Blues with Nigel Botherway. And if you have a slip, trip or fall on the riverbank and the fishery is to blame, which firm of ambulance-chasing lawyers should you contact?
C-Zone was won by Ian Hughes. He alternated between Wagler and Maggot and Bomb and Lobworm.
I got $5,000, courtesy of Bomb and Lobworm. I didn't have quite as much joy with Wagler and Maggot, who only got me £500. So you make of that what you will.
Definitely.
It's you, Andy.
It's back to breakfast and staying with angling. Ali McCoist brought us a tale of fishing in exotic places.
In Alaska, when you're catching multiple salmon, you're allowed to keep one and the chef cooks you.
Really?
The chef cooks what?
Sure, it tastes nicer than that.
Sure, yeah. Well, I think I'll have the salmon. It's all the same. Just say you want the salmon, Ali. And actually, in a similar vein, this is Andrew McKenna and Darren Goff during our cricket commentary.
Netherlands 139 for four, and Livingston's over. It's finished with a six here on Talk Sports.
And it's no surprise.
Maybe that's what the chef calls it. Ali's Alaskan. I'll have the... I'll just definitely have the salmon if it's all... What would you like? You've got the choice of the surprise or the salmon.
Here's our cricket reporter, Jake Robson, struggling with a word.
Yeah, okay, he is.
New Zealand now 123 for 5, losing their fifth wicket right on the stroke. A bit of unusual, really, bit of cricket.
Yeah, unusual is easier than bizarre.
Been quite bizarreing this batting this afternoon, to be honest.
Incredibly bizarre. This was a Swedish movie actor that joined myself and Charlie on our show earlier this week.
We can speak to the man who plays older Zlatan. Granit Rashiti joins us. Granit, good afternoon. Granit.
I can see him getting some Star Wars work after that. Well, he doesn't sound like Zlatan or indeed Elvis. I'd love to hear his Elvis impersonation.
This is a caller to Andy Goldstein on Drive. And the listeners, they can make you feel special, can't they?
Oh, yeah, they can.
Let's speak to Alan, a Chelsea fan. You all right, big Al?
Quite fantastic. Thanks very much, Adrian. How are you doing?
Yeah, they make you feel special, don't they? Thanks very much, mate. Here's Alex Irons with Paul Ross on Overnight Show Extra Time with an animal-related story.
Rows are more six times more likely between cats living together. Oh, rows, sorry.
Not rows.
Maybe he just had a row with his wife.
It's easily done, isn't it? Is it me?
It's you, yeah.
It's back to Fletch, this time with football news.
Ellen White has tested positive for COVID-19, meaning she'll miss Talk Sports Live friendly against the Netherlands on Friday.
I can't see us beating them, to be honest.
You're marking me to mark.
Yeah, well, I've got no chance, have I? Let's be honest. I could see us comfortably losing that. Staying with the Dutch, Adam Cattrall had a quiz on the Sports Bar Weekender.
Jerry, welcome. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, thank you. I'm good. I think I've got one for you.
We're looking for guys that played for that were Dutch nationals.
John Onorisa.
Yeah, brilliant.
Not really.
Dutch.
A lot of Dutch players, but you've gone for a Norwegian there. And finally, Andy.
And finally, let's get the news headlines with Nick Ellerby.
Good morning. Coming up, next week's rail strikes will go ahead, and Rory McIlroy couldn't be happier.
Really?
Yeah, cheers, Rory.
Try for him. He's got a chauffeur-driven car.
Private jet. He goes everywhere. They're not in striking Ireland, apparently. So all right. But there we are. I didn't think it was that kind of lad. But you learn a lot from Nick on the news, don't you? Anyway, there's the clips of the week. We should thank Martin Brown, Shah, Alan Jenkins, Simon Kirby, Mike B, Roger in Durham, Jim Shelley, Penguinland, Michael Stutt, Andy Rue, Abby Boyd and George. So thank you to everybody who suggested clips this week that were played. If you hear a clip over the next 7 days, send it to us, please. Talksport.com/H&J. Text it to 81089. Tweet it to TSH&J. TSHANDJ. All we need from you is a day and a time when you heard it go out on Talksport, on Talksport 2. We'll have a listen back, and if it's played like those guys, you'll get a credit.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.